Hello.
Thank you for calling CNR Service Solutions. My name is Benita. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi, Benita. Yes, we are just calling to set up a hookup, LP propane hookup at our address, at our home.
Okay. Have you got your appliance?
Everything is here. I think we've called you guys several times. Yeah, we just want to let you know. They told us to call you when we have everything. Yeah, we have the appliance and we have the conversion kit for the LP propane hookup. Everything is ready. They told us to just call you so that you can come here and hook it all up. And I have a dispatch number if you need it.
Okay, what is the dispatch number?
355-28487.
Okay, 355.
Sorry?
Okay, can you repeat that?
I'll repeat it. 355-28487.
Okay, 355-28487.
2847, yeah, you got cut off. 355-28487.
Yes, ma'am.
And just trying to have you guys come here and hook it up, if we can make an appointment right now.
Bear with me just for a moment.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, may I have your phone number with area code first?
Okay, well, I think my husband's number is the one you have. 727-483-2500. And I have another number if you need it, just in case.
I'm not. Do you have another phone number?
760-405-6080.
Okay.
The first one I gave you is my husband's cell. I'm surprised you don't have that. And the second one is my cell. Usually he gives his cell out. You guys were already out here, but the conversion kit wasn't here. Now it's here.
I can understand why it's not pulling up anything.
Well, we have a dispatch. Like I said, they were here, but they didn't have they couldn't find the conversion kit. And I think that's you guys, right? And then you guys found it. It was already ordered by American Home Shield, and then you guys claimed that you didn't have it, but you did have it. You guys just couldn't find it. Or you have to have it. You guys have been here already. They're just waiting to find the conversion kit, and then they just said as soon as they find it, call you guys to hook it up. Could you look up at that first number again? Are you going based on the phone number or the address? Maybe the address would be better.
Yeah, let's try the address.
That's got to work. 503 Seaview. One word. CSEA and then View. VIEW. Seaview Drive. 503 Seaview Drive. And that's in Tarpon Springs. 3, 4, 6, 8, 9.
CSEA?
No, it's C, like the ocean. C. SEA. Like C. There's only one way to spell it. SEA, like the sea, like the ocean. Mm-hmm. CSEA. And then View, VIEW, Sea View Drive, and that's in Tarpon Springs. You have to have that. Like I said, you guys have been here already.
Do you know what company came out?
Hold on. How can you guys not have this? This is amazing. We've been doing this for 2.5 months, actually, since the first time we called. I don't know the name of the company. Oh, Ralph Transfer Delivery Company. Ralph Transfer Delivery Company. I even have the name of the guy that came out here, Daniel Ray.
That's not even one of our.
My husband's going to blow his top if he finds out you guys don't have this together.
I'm not pulling anything up with that.
Maybe they closed it? Did you guys probably closed it since they came here thinking it was done?
I'm not sure. I would call American Home Shield and let them know that we're not pulling anything up.
Okay, are you guys the one that's supposed to have come out here to install this?
Without being able to pull up, I mean, American Home Shield has a lot of different companies that they work with.
Right, okay, but you're saying it's Ralph Transfer Delivery Company that you don't have, or because you guys are CNR, dryer installed, right? You're saying Ralph Transfer Delivery Company is not even in your, it's
no,
not
ma'am,
even
that's
in
not
your,
one of our, that's not one of our installers.
But yet they're the one who came out here.
Well, I'm not pulling anything up in our system.
That is amazing. You put in our phone numbers and address, and nothing shows up. And you put in our dispatch number, nothing shows up.
That is correct.
So what now? So what do you think happened? American Home Shield, what do they do?
You would need to contact American Home Shield.
And what? And maybe you guys should contact them because this is the number they gave us.
Okay.
Like I said, so you're saying Ralph.
The customer has to contact American Home Shield.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So you're saying Ralph Transfer, you are the dryer installation company, and usually when American Home Shield gives it to you guys have certain call lists, such as, let's say, Ralph Transfer Delivery Company, and you would tell Ralph Transfer Delivery Company to come here and install it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am, but American Home Shield use a lot of different companies.
So you mean to say they use you? You're saying they probably didn't use you because you don't have Ralph Transfer Delivery Company
under your... That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
So you're saying, basically you're saying American Home Shield didn't call you?
It's not that they called. They send us over the work order, and I'm not pulling that dispatch number.
And you don't even have Ralph Transfer Delivery Company under you?
No, ma'am.
That is amazing. This is a huge mystery. How can that be? That doesn't make sense, right? So you're saying if I call American Home Shield, what should I say? We called CNR Dryer Install, and they're
We're
saying
not
that
pulling
you.
anything up with the dispatch number, the phone number, or the address.
And so you're saying it's not you that we're supposed to be calling, it's somebody else.
That is correct.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Okay, and there's nothing more you can do,
No,
right?
ma'am.
Oh boy. Oh gosh. Okay. I'm about to hang up on this lady. I'm sorry. This is my from CNR Dryer Install. We gave them your phone number. They couldn't find a record. Gave them my phone number. Couldn't find a record. Gave the dispatch number. Couldn't find a record. Gave our address. Couldn't find an address. They said American Home Shield, and they said under they don't even have Ralph Transport Delivery Company under their delivery list. This CNR. That is amazing. You emailed the hotel.
Hello?
Yes,
Hello?
sir.
Yeah, I was just telling my wife. I after we talked on Friday, I emailed you the confirmation that I received from American Home Shield that showed the dispatch number on it and showed you being the installer. Maybe you could look at that email and follow up
That
with
goes to
American Home Shield.
our home office. We do not receive them here.
Could you call your home office to follow up with American Home Shield?
Okay, I mean,
Rather.
I can send them an email over, but I cannot.
You cannot call your home office.
No, sir, we send emails over. We just have policies that we have to go by.
So what do you suggest that we do?
I would call American Home Shield and let them know that we're not pulling anything up with all the information.
Is that something you can do?
No, sir. The customer has to contact American Home Shield. We cannot.
I have, but you are the designated installer, so you could just piece it together to demonstrate that. I mean, I don't know what more I can do. I've contacted you 2 times. I've sent emails to your home office, and nobody wants to do anything like communicate to American Home Shield. That's all.
Okay.
You're being called out by them, right? You don't trust me. I sense that. So, I mean, I don't know what I can do. I've given you dispatch numbers. All you have to do is really call American Home Shield just to validate what I'm telling you.
Okay, the only thing that I can do is send an email over to our home office.
Why can't you call American Home Shield?
That's just our policy that we do not. The customers have to contact the
I
customer
did.
has.
I
Okay.
have. And they've assigned you. And they've given a dispatch number, which I gave to you.
Okay. I mean, the only thing that I can do is send over an email to them.
Why can you not call American Home Shield?
Our home office would have to do that, sir. We cannot do that.
And why can you not call your home office?
We have to send an email over, sir, but I'll be glad to
Well, you
send
can
an
send
email.
an email to confirm, but I'm trying to move it along,
I
right?
mean, that's
Because
the
I sent
only,
an.
we have procedures that we have to go by.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not telling you to violate a procedure. I'm telling you to enhance a procedure by trying to get them to look at the email.
Okay, I
Because I
will.
know the email is not working because I sent them an email on Friday and I have no reply.
Okay, well, I mean, if you send them on Friday, I mean, it usually takes them 24 to 48 hours to
But without it
respond.
coming from you, they're probably not going to respond to me because, again, I'm just a customer.
Okay, well, I will forward
Anyway,
an
if
email.
you, I don't know what to say. We're not talking rocket science. It's a phone call, right? I'm just asking you to please make a phone call to your company and to American Home Shield because I can't do those things. Unless you give me the phone numbers, I will be more than happy to call your home office.
Okay, I will
Not
forward
that
this
difficult.
information over.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Call me back. When can I expect a call back from you?
Okay, sir. I won't be able to give you a call back.
You can't call me back. So who will ever call me to show, or will people just knock at my door to say they're here?
Okay.
Who's coordinating?
I can request that someone give you a call back.
That would be great. What is your name?
My name is Benita.
And what city do you work from?
In Montgomery.
Montgomery, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll stand by.
Thank you, and thank you for calling CNR Service Solutions.